Awesome. Super excited to be here. Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. Yeah, we can do applause. That's fine. I want to say that it's pretty incredible to be standing here after we launched the first NixCon right after COVID. I think it was now four NixCons ago, and we're at the 10th anniversary, and this is pretty awesome seeing it just grow year over year. Don't know where we're going to end up next year, but I'm assuming law of physics, we're going to be 1,000 people in some castle in England. It's going to be beautiful. So again, thank you all for making it down here, and I'm going to start off with something light. So has anyone ever heard about types of fun? No. All right. There's three types of fun. Type number one is when it's fun to do it and then fun to remember it. Type number two is when it hurts a bit to do it and then it's fun in retrospect. And type number three is like, you know, getting eaten by a grizzly bear. Not super cool. I guess it's a type of fun for some people. Why am I saying this? NixCon is awesome, but organizing it is hard. So I do want to have one last round of applause for all the organizers and everyone that took part. Not taken for granted. It's crazy, especially as we get to this levels of NixCon. NixCon 2021 was in a basement in a Parisian university. So we've definitely, you know, not to say anything bad, upscaled. All right. So quick question. How many here have been using Nix for more than 6 months? Cool, cool, cool. More than a year? Cool, cool, cool. 3 years? 5? 10? All right, look around you. Those are the folks you're going to ask all the hard questions. And if they don't know, we're going to review that. Daniel Fulmer is right over there. Ask him a lot of questions. Rob's over there. All right, so a self-sustainable Nix. So when we first kind of brought over the concept of having, you know, moving from a foundation that's just looking at the financials to having a foundation that can actually start managing things for the Nix ecosystem, one of the things that were top of mind for me was how do we help Nix grow, right? I'm talking about 4 years ago. And about 2 years ago, my entire mindset changed. And this is something that I want to talk about because I think it's really important to instill that value or that concept in folks all around us. Because at the end of the day, this shouldn't stop with the foundation and the SC. This should be spread across the entire ecosystem. And for me, that's all about building a sustainable Nix, right? So it's a Nix that lives on a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, because we're all here to have Nix stay. It's not just a cool hobby anymore. It's not just something small that we want to do. It's something that we're devoting a lot of time, resources, and for some of us, our lives and weekends to. And that's become really important for me. So when I think about this, I think about three things that matter most when I think about a sustainable Nix over years to come. And that's contributors, resources, and governance. And yes, contributors are at the top. I think community comes first. There's an awesome book by a guy named Peter Hitchens. Recommend reading that. It talks about open source communities and what matters. And at the end of the day, people matter. Everything else we can fix, we can build, we can do together. Now, when I think about contributors, it's not just code. It's also everything that has to do with building a successful community. It's the fact that you all showed up here. It's the folks watching online and learning about the latest things inside of the Nix ecosystem. It's the folks who designed the swag. It's the folks who designed the websites. It's the marketing teams. Every little bit of support, we're kind of like a tribe. Everyone matters. All of it is contributing. And there's so many different ways to contribute, depending on what your skills are, depending on what makes you passionate in the morning. So contributing is not just code, it's more than that. And when I think about contributors, there's two aspects that we have to keep in mind. It's empowering the folks that are contributing today so they can contribute more, they can do what they want to do, and they have the power and accountability to do those things. And I think the SC is going to say a few words about that. The SC is definitely here to also help that go further. And the other thing is onboarding new contributors, and we have to consistently be thinking about that. Folks that you're meeting here today, folks that raised their hand at the 6 month mark, but not at the 3 year mark, how do we help them think more about Nix, help them onboard, help them feel empowered to make a change? Because it's really, really scary, right? This community is super smart. There are folks who've been here for 10 years, and sometimes that's a bit frightening to come and have an opinion or help out when you're not sure if what you're doing is helpful, and it is. Governance, right? So contributors and governance. Governance, very basic. So it's all here to empower those that are doing the work, keep the lights on, enable decision-making, but also clarify how to make those decisions, going back to my earlier point. And what's beautiful is that I'm standing here in front of all of you today. Last time I stood up in front of all of you today, we didn't have a full foundation. We didn't have a full steering committee. So this year, there's a lot of amazing people taking it on themselves, fully volunteer-based, to keep governance top-notch and build it up, again, for that sustainability over years to come. Lastly, resources. Resources is money, but it's not just money. It's also time, right? And at the end of the day, resources come because there's a reason for that resource to come in. Whether it's your time, whether it's a company sponsoring NICs, it means that we've created some sort of value that they appreciate and they love and they want to give back and they want to contribute and collaborate with us somehow. And at the end of the day, those resources are what is going to help us build a sustainable NICs over years to come. So a practical part of that is part of how we're looking about financials. We definitely want that to be something that extends for more than 2 years. We want to be able to be there. We're not there. And Lastless is going to talk about financial situation transparently very soon. Y'all might know us. Sorry. y'all might know us. This is the new foundation board from the last year. So there's amazing folks here. You might know them. Lastless, Infinisil, Sylvan, Sebastian, Rabbit, Ryan. I suggest you ask questions. Go up to us, shake our hands, give us a hug, you know, ask us the hard questions that are on your mind, and we'll try to be helpful. A little bit about NICs and the numbers. So things are growing. So while I'm talking about sustainability, it's almost like a little, you know, fight. We're working on that sustainability, but things are kind of growing day over day, which is exciting. It means that more people are finding value in NICs today, but it's also a bit frightening. So numbers are growing. Numbers of users are literally doubling all the time. The biggest, you know, thing that we have been able to secure sponsorship for with our friends over at AWS is the S3 cache, which is growing. I don't know, you know, how big it is compared to other open source projects, but it is giant. And I will give a shout out to Arian, who gave us some details, and he actually put up that's a QR code that you can see a total description, like, of all the different metrics about the cache, where it's being used, how it's being used. And today, again, we did get another year of funding from our partners at AWS, so thank you to AWS Open Source. And I really want to, Taris, if you can raise your hand, Taris. There's the rep there, folks, say hi to him. He's going to be doing a fireside chat with me later today. All right. Real quick, because I am running out of time, and luckily I love the fact that my section of the State of the Union is becoming smaller because we have so many awesome teams and people to come speak in front of you. So a little bit about the foundation. Since we kicked off the new foundation at the beginning of the year, a lot has been going on. There's been financial reviews. There's been a lot of efforts on NICS partnerships. NICS sponsorship tiers were launched. Sebastian is going to talk about that. And a lot more. The first time we've allocated explicit budget to a team, the marketing team, happened this year. What's next? Again, a lot. Find us. We'll talk about it. There's more info on it online and on the discourse. And with that, I'm going to welcome Lastless to the stage to talk a little about our finances. Thank you, Lastless.
Just. Oh, hi. Hi, I'm Lastless. I talk about money very shortly. So, yeah, we earn some money from NICSCON, like a lot of money. Donations, also a lot of money. NGI, this is the money we get. On the other side, the 120K is the money we spend on people. So there's like a difference, and this is the money we can use for the foundation. Also, we have some expenses which we paid. This is, by the way, from the 1st of January 2025 to today. So we paid like some money here, some money there, a lot of it for infra and admin, which is most of it is Hetzner infrastructure. So we have currently in the bank this big number on the top bottom left, but it gets outbalanced from the other numbers on the top on the bottom right. So yeah. Also, stuff which is not on the balance sheet is basically Fastly, Discourses, AWS, and GitHub, because these are all sponsored. I will try to make a better overview end of the year. So this is my first time as a treasurer. but it's working out. So financially, it's looking pretty good. Okay, some notes. Don't trust the Open Collective. Even though the numbers align currently, they usually don't. The problem is, money gets in, but we cannot get it easily out of Open Collective because I cannot add my expenses there because I need a matching account of someone else to get money out of there. I will try to solve it, but it's not solved yet. Oh?
Can I briefly say something? Open Collective doesn't hold any money. It's just a ledger. Like, there's no money in Open Collective.
Yeah, yeah. No money is stored there. It's just everybody, someone donates through Open Collective, the number grows bigger. Okay. So, and if you send me recurring invoices, don't answer on the old email, send a new email so it gets a new mail ID. Otherwise, in our ticket system, it gets appended to the old solved ticket. And it's solved, lost somewhere. Okay, and also thanks for Kate with helping with accounting. She's a great help with all the bookkeeping, which I'm not great at, I guess. All right. Should I stay here or are you doing?
Hello, NixCon. I'm Sebastian. Some of you know me as Rabbit, and I'm excited to talk about partnerships today. So over the last couple of months, we have undertaken a couple of various interesting partnerships, one of which is Framework. So we partnered up with Framework to ship hardware directly to developers via the hardware team. We renewed the AWS contribution, and we launched the first ever official NixOS Foundation sponsorship tiers. And regarding the sponsorship tiers, we also secured our first sponsor, which is TII, and we also launched the hardware team. Coming up, we have more exciting hardware partnerships that we can't talk about it now, but you will hear from it soon. Thank you very much.
So real quick, organizations and NICs, I'm going to really blow past this, but... Real quick, organizations and NICs. So there's more you can do. When I was talking about contributors earlier, you're seeing examples of partnerships. If you or your organization is thinking about using NICs, leveraging NICs, you want to get more involved with the ecosystem, come chat with Sebastian and I. There's a bunch of ways now to do it. The community is always evolving, and we want to be... out here with open arms around it. So do that, reach out to us. There's a lot we can do together. And Sylvan.
Oh, all right. Yeah, so just briefly about just how the governance of NICs currently looks like. I mean, so there's a lot of teams, but the main leading bodies we have is a steering committee, which was elected last year the first time. We have recurring elections every year with two-year terms. So this is a relatively new thing. And the other thing is the board. So the board, that's me and the people you've seen before. You'll see some steering committee members come up later as well. Yes. Oh, yeah. They are telling me to hold the mic closer. I'll do that. So, yeah, so just briefly about what each body does. So steering committee does more community leadership, like final escalation point for conflicts. They do kind of more project level, larger direction stuff, where we want to go as a community, that kind of thing. The foundation is really just there to, like, right, I think Ron mentioned it already, to make sure we have the financials intact, the legal backing, and so on, the external relationships, partnerships, things like that. So there's really a clear separation, but sometimes there's also concerns that both concerned. And for those, we work together. So yeah, that's pretty much the state we have right now. You can actually look, we have a relatively new, but I'm trying to maintain it decently well, an org repository, which tries to document kind of all of these this organization going on, like where you can find things, who's in charge of what, and so on. We haven't really had that. It's kind of been very intransparent about what's going on, who's in charge of what, so hopefully a repository where you can open issues, peers, and so on helps with that. Yeah. And I think I'll hand it off to Winter from the steering committee.
Yes. Sure. So, hi, I'm NixCon. I'm Winter. I'm a member of the Nix Steering Committee. We were elected back in November of 2024. And besides me, the members are Gabriella, Tom, John Erickson, Robert, and Jan. You can reach us. We have a bunch of ways to reach us. Email, GitHub, Discourse, all the usual. So, we sort of had to start from scratch when we figure out how exactly we want to work with, you know, each other. So we decided on a pattern of having synchronous meetings every week. We have async work in Zulip, and you might be thinking, wait, we use Matrix for everything. Why would you use Zulip? Zulip has a great feature where you can just categorize things based on topic, and then within that you have like channels, and it's great. We like Zulip a lot. We are also trying to move towards a shared inbox. So previously we had a setup where you would email steering at nixos.org, and steering at nixos.org would then forward it to, you know, all of our emails individually. Then we'd make like a thread in Zulip manually and triage the email how we see fit. So with immense thanks to Sylvan and the Infer team for setting this up, we have a system called FreeScout, and this lets us have a shared inbox for emails, as well as we can like reply, people can see the other replies, like you can make internal notes. It's very cool. Thank you. And we also have a permanent record of meeting notes and various other things like task management in a private GitHub repository. Admittedly, we don't use that too much for anything other than meeting notes right now, but hopefully, you know, as we sort of transition over to a new steering committee, et cetera, we will continue to use these things because keeping records is important. So what we've done. We have done a bunch this year. I know if you've been watching Discourse, if you've been watching, you know, like GitHub, it probably might not seem like we've done a lot, but I promise you we've done a lot. So we've acted as an arbiter of decisions that didn't have a central authority. So a good sort of, you know, good example of this is like corporate advertisements in community spaces. Like we have sponsorships. The sponsorship process for NixCon and for a few other things actually goes to the SC first. The SC provisionally approves or denies, and then it goes to the organizers. If applicable, they can approve or deny, and it's a good feedback loop for whether a sponsor is a good fit for our community or not. And we've also had a couple cases where people have asked us, hey, is this like, you know, slightly controversial package allowed in Nix packages? Before the SC, I'd argue we didn't really have an authority for that before. So that's sort of where we came in. We deliberated behind the scenes. We talked to interested parties. We did our own research. And, you know, we came back with a definitive answer. So gone are the days of bike shedding, maybe. I don't know. We assist the foundation with partnerships. We helped form the hardware team. And we also helped with some of the stuff that Sebastian mentioned earlier. Unfortunately, my lips are sealed, but I promise I think a lot of you will like it. We also have been working and like giving approval for larger project decisions. Again, sort of related to that last part. But essentially, you know, anything that's sort of like on a slightly larger scale, we've given our input, we've approved, we've denied, etc. So what we're doing now. Unfortunately, our work is never finished, and so we are always doing conflict mediation and like sort of like we're providing an escalation point. Let's say, you know, we've had various like issues where people escalate to the SC, and you know, we can sort of deliberate, we can come back with a response, we can, you know, like veto another team decision if necessary. It, you know, provides a central escalation point for what exactly is, you know, going on in the community. We've done team management. Specifically, we've heavily supported our moderation team, high moderation. I don't know if any of you are here, but oh, hi. thank you. But yeah, we've supported them a lot. We've provided input on various decisions. We've helped grow the team. I think there's like maybe 3-4 new people in the last year, so it's great. And we are also working with the foundation to provide funding for teams. You know, as Sebastian said, we were doing with marketing, which is great. Something else we are also doing is improving the governance around Nix packages as a whole. While there's not too much I can say about this second, I will say that we are establishing a Nix packages core team. Essentially, this team will govern the entirety of Nix packages that isn't already controlled by an existing team. Stay tuned for news on that. I promise it's soon, and I'm personally very excited. And we are also assisting with fundraising. We are hoping to put together a technical agenda for various larger scale projects after getting community input and, you know, seeing if sponsors actually want to fund this work and, you know, cool larger stuff. So as for what's next, we have the election. We have 4 seats to fill. We've picked an election committee from, I think, 2 weeks ago. That is Michael Raskin as the administrator, Tristan Ross as the representative, and Nairs as the developer. We expect nominations to open in October, but don't quote me on that. And the election should conclude in November. You are eligible to vote or to become a candidate for the steering committee, because we have 4 seats to fill. If you have 25 or more, commit to an official NixOS repository or a NixCon repository. So, you know, if you've made 25 package bumps in Nix packages, you can nominate yourself, you can vote. Or if you are a commit bit holder in any of the above repos. Yeah, so if you have any questions for us, we will have a panel tomorrow alongside the Foundation board. It is at 1:30, I believe, in this exact room. So yeah, feel free to come up to any of us and ask questions in the meantime if you'd like. Thanks.
So you know them. Can briefly all the steering committee members that are here, 5 of us, Gabriela should also be around here somewhere. Oh, there. So so that's them. So if you see them in the hallway, you can ask them things. And yeah, I guess now's the time to take pictures. Yes. All right, again.
Not just ask, you can also say thank you. I mean, it's a very thankless job that SC is doing. So thank you, guys.
Yes. All right, thank you. Arn, I'll pass it off to MIC92 for the infra team, I believe.
So, yeah, if you ever wondered who's behind cache.nixos.org and also our Hydra, this is the infra team. That's mainly Hexa, Arian, Edev, JFly, me, MIC92, Vladimir, and Jonas, aka Simbet. So what happened next year? End of last year, I think it was, we had to migrate our builders that were previously sponsored by Equinix Metal to Hetzner. Hexa was doing most of this job, and thankfully there was no major downtime to our build infrastructure. We had to do the same also with Offborg, which is our CI that we use for reviewing pull requests. That was also on Equinix. We were able to also move this over to other hardware, and it's now maintained by Janne from Helsinki Systems, so a lot of thanks for that. We also now maintain our own email infrastructure. JFly was setting this up mostly. And yeah, that helps then other teams, for example, to use FreeScout, which is some ticketing system. Another big thing that we're currently working on is we try to make Hydra more scalable. So as it turns out, actually it's currently the choke point is not actually having more builders, it's actually getting builds to these builders. So we are working on a new queue runner, which is basically doing some build scheduling. So this is still in the works. So other big issues that we have in the infra team is about trying to reduce our cache size. You have seen it before, the graphs are always increasing. So we have some planning on that. So Arian is working on trying to make using different storage tiers within the cache. So if you're in S3, you have different storage tiers, and if you move it to a lower one that is more expensive to access but cheaper to store, then this can save cost. And also we are trying to get some garbage collection working, which is a big task because there's a lot of data that you have to process. Yeah, you see also some other services that we host on the right. We have every 2 weeks we have a meeting that's open in Jitsi. You can look this up in our info repository. It's linked there. And we also have a Matrix channel, so if you want to come by. So this was the info team. Now I take this hat off and then take the hardware team hat on again. This is something that we created this year. The hardware team, we are trying to engage with hardware vendors directly. We have already this repository that you might have seen for NixOS called NixOS Hardware, where we collect vendor-specific configurations. So if you have a laptop, you can import the configuration and then it might work better. But we try to improve on that, so we're trying to engage with vendors directly. So the first one that we engaged with was Framework. So Framework shipped us devices. We created a channel with them where we can communicate with each other. And then they also started contributing to the hardware repository as well. So it's quite nice. Like basically the day there's new hardware announced, there's a pull request in the NixOS hardware repository from Framework itself. And we just need to merge it. We're also part of their upstream documentation. Now. We also have other partnerships coming up. We also got hardware from FIDE OS, which is producing some tablet, and we're also working on support of that. And then also we are going to receive some hardware from the RISC-V Foundation. So, and there we try to see how we can integrate this into Hydra eventually, hopefully, maybe get some RISC-V support in NixOS. So with that, I want to pass it over to the moderation team.
Hello, it's me again. Yes, moderation. So we have a bunch of new moderators. Those are the names. We usually do moderation, so if you do something nasty, you maybe get banned. So we had notable events this year. Like, I guess everybody remember those Matrix attacks, or don't. If not, good for you. And Picnoir got rotated out. That's everything. If you have questions about moderations, find me in the hallway and ask me.
So for the Nix team, I'm Robert. Here's John. John Erickson. We're part of the Nix team. The way we work is we have two meetings a week. We have a hacking session on Mondays and a triaging meeting on the Wednesday afternoon, 9 o'clock European time. So that's the main thing. And yeah, we're responsible for maintenance, for getting contributions merged, making releases. And for us, the things we delivered, like the highlights, I guess, is the build system is just Mason now, no more makefiles. We've also split up the build. So you get a nice degree of incrementality when you make changes to, say, the CLI. You're really only rebuilding the CLI. It is the entirety of the CLI, but if you're building through Nix, that is actually quite a bit nicer for, like, when you're working on a NixOS VM test, for example. So that's been great. John's work on dynamic derivations is also merged and stable now. Stable in the operational sense, but not stable in terms of interface. Tests are passing, yeah. And it will not cause any weird errors. Right. And we've also improved performance, actually, in the past year. Special shout out to Xorptfium, Sergey, who unfortunately couldn't make it to the conference. But yeah, Nix got faster, so that's great. We have a bunch of things coming up. There's work ongoing for a new installer based on the determinant systems installer. I will be working on a new evaluation caching strategy. It's a bit of a research project, but hopefully it'll make the cache, evaluation cache more effective for things like your dev shell, that kind of thing. John is going to do some work, a lot of work, I think, on constant address derivations and dynamic derivations, actually sort of merging those features into a single unified design. That's going to work much better. And will be something that will actually stabilize, because CA derivations has been around for a long time, but not in a very good state. So that's exciting and yeah, coming up. And then we have the we have to mention Flakes. It's taking forever. We know. But Ilka has been doing great work on improving the laziness around, basically not copying Flakes to the store. We're pretty close with that. I think he's merged stuff into determinate NICs, and we'll have something similar, I think more correct, in upstream NICs as well. And yeah, that's one of the ingredients for getting a good Flakes feature stable at some point. If you want to contribute, please contact us. You can join the meetings, you can ask questions in the issue tracker. We have a Matrix channel as well. Let's make NICs better. Right?
Is anyone from the formatting team here? If you could come up on stage. Wonderful. Hi, I'm Jeremy. I'm the leader of the formatting team. Sylvain recently handed it off to me a few months ago. Our big update, I'm sure anyone who contributed to NIX packages knows about it. We have auto-formatting enforced on all NIX files and some non-NIX files. So this is huge. Yeah, round of applause. This was a ton of work. I don't get any credit for it. I just joined the team after all the work happened, but I'm super happy. We have nice things. It's great. We did just do a 1.0 stable release. That's also great. It doesn't mean we won't change the formatting again in the future, but there was at least one big thing we knew we wanted to change before the stable release, so we did that. I didn't put a bullet about it, but it's a Haskell project. We can always use more help. If anyone's excited about Haskell, please just show up. We do meetings every other week, and I'm cut off.
Okay, great. Thanks, everyone.
Okay. So marketing team I'm actually also, as part of the foundation, we're also in close touch with the marketing team. They're doing a lot of things. They actually just launched the survey, and so you'll see that on... Oh, there's Daniel. You take over. Oh, I guess use this one.
Hi. Sorry about that. I'm Daniel Baker, or Jaku. The other members of the marketing team, they're not here today, unfortunately, or they're in the other building. But there's Tilo Bilibrek, or Avakadum, if you might know him on Matrix, Flyflower or Florian, and Tom Barrick, who is Tom Barrick. But we have several responsibilities. One of them is maintaining the homepage, the new branding resources that we've been rolling out this year, surveys, and the social media accounts. Some things that are really exciting for this year is we have a new survey that just went live yesterday, and we have actually a lot of input from different teams this year. So we have input from the foundation, from the steering committee, from the NIX team, and from the standard env team as well. So please fill out the survey. It'll help inform a lot of the work that they do and make NIX better. We also have a logo update and a new branding guide that just is now being hosted and will soon be rolling out to different parts of website and discourse very soon. And we're working on a website redesign. It's been kind of historically difficult for people to navigate through the site, especially if they're new, to find information about what is NIX, where to find resources to help them learn. And we are actively working on a new website that should help bring people in, tell them what Nix is right away, help them find the resources they need, and get them rolling a lot quicker. And also, thanks to some help with Alexana, we're actually starting up a merchandise team. So there's some exciting things about that. If you're interested, let us know. We could use some more help with finding good suppliers, coming up with good designs, and getting things ordered for the foreseeable future. And I think that's all of us for right now. Thank you.
So now I'm Leona. I'm from the Nixos release team together with Tristan. We did the 25.5 release, and Tristan also did the 24.11 release. 25.5 was a successful release, and also, I guess, one of the first, or maybe the first, on-time release. Not on the 31st of May or something like that. Currently, we are searching for a new release manager and editors. There are also already two release editors and one manager who suggested themselves. If you want to do that, you can register in the discourse. If you want to know something, you can ask me. We probably only do meta tasks of the release. We answer questions. We do a bit of structuring. We do a timeline and do some things around that the timeline is actually held. If you want to do that, you need to be a committer, but then I'm happy to see you here, work with you together and improve the release and have a nice 25.11 release. Thank you.
I don't think anyone from the security team is here, but they are live. I haven't heard from them a lot, but they are doing stuff. So they wrote some slides for me to, present. And yeah, so they're working with security vulnerabilities, making sure they're disclosed in advance sometimes. You might have seen some posts on Discord from them. So that's the security team. You can reach them. They have mail. They even have GPG keys if you need to have some sensitive conversations. They also have a team page. And team building and debugging. Oh, right. Yeah, there's an upcoming Nix Package Security Tracker. So you might see that fairly soon, develop a bit more, and the security team is involved in that. So if you're interested in upstream, like tracking upstream security issues in Nix packages and making sure they're resolved and you're not vulnerable with your packages, then they're going to be involved. So thank you, security team, who's not here.
All right, hello everyone. Serge and I are two of the members of the CUDA team. We're here to talk to you about CUDA. We'd like to start with the team goal, which of course is making Nix and NixOS the first choice for users of CUDA accelerated software. That's kind of a lofty goal, but we're just two people and the work that we do wouldn't be possible without the entirety of the open source community we have backing us. There's a constellation of wonderful people that surround us and make all of our work possible. In particular, thank you Gaetan LePage and Prusnak for all of the work that you've been doing. It is noticed and greatly appreciated. I'd also like to take this as an opportunity to issue a call to action. It's hard to get an idea of who's using the CUDA stuff inside of Nix packages, so please get in touch with us. We've got our Matrix link on there, as well as the NixOS community page. Please reach out. Tell us what you're doing, what you're using, and what problems you're running into. That would help us make the software better for everyone. And if you want to start joining the team, start contributing. Make a PR, add yourself to the list of team members on the website when you feel comfortable doing so. Thanks. So, most recently, this last year, seen the release of NixOS 25.05, which supported CUDA 10 through 12.8. That's a lot of releases. Master additionally supports 12.9, but dropped a huge number of those releases because they were relying on versions of GCC that were marked for removal. This last year also saw the introduction of a bunch of bash utilities under the array utilities scope. The CUDA packaging makes heavy use of setup hooks, so as part of making my life easier, I've abstracted a bunch of common functionality into reusable, documented, and well-tested bash functions. We also improved the overlay support for CUDA and our extensibility story. We now have a underscore CUDA fix point. That's pretty neat. I urge you to look at the implementation. Perhaps the largest change for users, the Nix community has been graciously building and caching some common CUDA accelerated packages. Thank you to Nix community for making that happen. Coming soon, we've got a metadata layer that's going to enable a whole bunch of neat functionality like separation of inputs and even help us as we try to enable cross-compilation. We've got better documentation coming on common use cases, consuming packages, because there are many foot guns. We apologize. We're trying to fix them. And more core functionalities common across setup hooks are going to be abstracted out, hopefully yielding a better standard inf in the process. Also coming, the Nix community will be providing a GPU machine through Hetzner, allowing us to, for the first time, run some sort of automated runtime verification to ensure that when you try to use PyTorch or OpenCV, that the CUDA functionality actually works as intended. CUDA is fairly unique in the sense that even if you build it, that doesn't mean that it will work when you try to run it. But this is going to help us create packages that we're more confident about. And again, I'd like to close with a call to action. Please get involved. It's a lot of work, but it's incredibly rewarding. So thank you all. I appreciate it.
No, Adam. The old version.
All right. Who's next? You.
Awesome. Thank you. No, I got it. Thank you. All right, so I've got a minute left, and I want to say a few things. So first of all, Nix CUDA team, they're doing some incredible work. Check it out. Talk to them. If you have something going on, please reach out, and we need help everywhere, so do that. Two, survey, super critical. We've been running this for a few years now. Every year, more people have been contributing. It helps us think about what you want, what you need, and that goes back to the side of my conversation from early on about contributing and creating value in the ecosystem. Lastless, he does have a hammer. It doesn't mean anything about the moderation team. Disregard that hammer. And then three, the Nix team. We have some of the best Nix minds thinking about Nix day in and day out. Decades of experience. All right, and I've never seen a higher bar than the bar that the Nix team sets for themselves. So truly, like, go around, thank them, and just ask them some questions. And the last thing I'm going to say is I talk about this, so I want to lead with this. I think that at the end of the day, our ability to collaborate, be a community, is only as strong as our relationships. And I think being vulnerable is a way into having a stronger relationship. So this is me being vulnerable for a second. Obviously, you have Baka. I've been showing pictures of this dog we rescued that they told us will be 40 pounds. He's 102, same stump, same dog. But for the moment of vulnerability, I have not shared this with anyone beyond our immediate friends and families. And I thought, what better moment to show vulnerability and, you know, act on it is that I've been juggling a few babies, right? Nix, Phlox, and I'm now expecting my first kid. Thank you. I am anxious. I don't know, but you know, anybody that has experience in this, feel free to tell me some notes. Coming in November, so we planned it perfectly after NixCon, so this doesn't bother me. But anyways, this is the NixCon. Have an amazing 3 days. Shout out for the first NixCon after COVID 2022. 100-ish plus people. You have 450 folks here who just want to collaborate, do amazing things, be friends, build relationships. And yes, as the president of our board member said, there's a really cool lake out here. Best location. Thank you to the NixCon team, and thank you for everyone that came over.